The part I was really scared of was walking down here, though, so that's good. I'd like to tell you guys about a little miracle of a place called the Bottle Tree Bakery in my hometown of Oxford, Mississippi. And the Bottle Tree is a miracle for several reasons. First off, it should not be in Oxford, Mississippi. I'm just going to encourage some stereotypes here, but Mississippi, we're all, hey, y'all, welcome. We're so happy you're here. The woman who started the Bottle Tree Bakery is from Seattle, and she's the grumpiest human in the entire world. She's really mad. It shouldn't have ever started. The only reason it's there is because she got off the bus when she went to study Southern Studies at the University of Mississippi, and she just wanted a cup of coffee. And so she decided she better, instead of doing anything with her degree in Southern Studies, I don't know what you'd do with that. Anyway, apparently you start a bakery in Oxford, Mississippi. It shouldn't have even taken off, because also it's, again, Mississippi. But it's all people sitting there going, but what do we mean by croissant? What do we mean? What is this? It's very erudite. The second reason the Bottle Tree is a miracle is because, in spite of incredibly good luck, Cynthia, grumpy Cynthia from Seattle, refuses to take advantage of this good luck. So, for instance, a certain someone called Oprah, y'all know Oprah? Oprah? Okay. She came to the Bottle Tree Bakery and decided she loved the Bottle Tree's apple turnovers. They're great. They're on the TV show. They're in the magazine, Oxford, Mississippi, apple turnovers. People start ordering the apple turnovers. Any other restaurateur, I believe, apparently there are some here, maybe you can tell me, would have been pretty excited about the fact that Oprah likes her apple turnovers, but Cynthia's just pissed off. She's just really mad that now people want to buy her apple turnovers. People came from miles around to get Oprah's apple turnovers. Maybe that's why she was mad. Everybody called them Oprah's apple turnovers. Anyway, people came one time, I know, from Texas. People drove up and said, we want some of Oprah's apple turnovers. And Cynthia said, we're out. And they said, but ma'am, we drove all the way from Texas. And she said, well, that was dumb. And then they had to leave. Then we also had another time some lovely people from Chicago called him and said, yeah, we want some apple turnovers. And she said, where are you? And they said they were in Chicago. And she said, that'll be $400. And they said, well, that seems expensive. And she said, well, yeah, there's nowhere to get an apple pie in Chicago. I have to box this up. I have to ship it by tomorrow. I can't do that for less than $400. She didn't make a go of it. So eventually, she just, because she's so pissed off about the apple turnovers, she stops making them. So just don't, fuck you if you want some apple turnovers. Anyway, so finally, the final near dear personal reason that the Bottle Tree is a miracle for me is that it became a place that my family would spend a lot of time when I was quite young. So we, you know, my grandparents would come into town and my grandfather would say, why don't we go to the Bottle Tree? The sky's the limit. Get anything you want. And then for very, very special occasions, birthdays, Christmas, last day of school, my parents would say, ooh, we'll get up really early and go to the Bottle Tree before we go to school. So that meant about, we'd be there at about 7 so that we could eat and get gone by the time we had to be at school at 7:50. So it was just really, really a big deal anytime we went to the Bottle Tree. But as a 7th grader, I found out along the lines, probably other people had already had Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and all these things ruined for them. But for me, it was the Bottle Tree that really broke my heart, because my very unfortunately named Mr. Areola drama teacher told me one morning, said, Jane, I saw your parents at the Bottle Tree this morning. And I said, oh, no, you didn't. We didn't go to the Bottle Tree this morning. And Mr. Areola said, well, I saw your parents. I was like, no, you're mistaken. Today is no important day. It's no birthdays. It's not the last day of school. My parents were not at the Bottle Tree. And he said, oh, no, I see your parents at the Bottle Tree almost every day. I said, no, I don't believe it. It can't be true. So I went home. I had faith in my parents. I believed they had been truthful with me. I went home and I said, Daddy, Mr. Areola says that you were at the Bottle Tree this morning. And my dad goes, oh, yeah. I was like, what do you mean? Oh, yeah. He said, oh, your mother and I go to the Bottle Tree almost every day. And I said, then what? It's our special, magical, wonderful thing. It's our family moment. And he said, what do you think we do after you go to school every day? Sit and twiddle our thumbs till you come home? And I was like, yes, it's Santa Claus. The bottle tree is wonderful. It's our special thing. But he said, no, it's your special thing. Anyway, the bottle tree. Thank you.